The Lord be with you.
Good morning. My name is Naomi Lazarus, and I have been worshiping here at Faith Lutheran for the past 7 years, since I moved to Chico in 2017. It has truly been a blessing to be part of this faith community, and I'm honored and humbled to be asked to give the message today, and I want to thank Pastor Ben for the invitation. I want to start with a story that takes place halfway across the world in my home country of Sri Lanka, and with an event that took place over 50 years ago. In 1971, on the 27th day of December, a couple got married at a church called Christ Church Goldface in the city of Colombo. Their journey to the altar was not an easy one. They had many challenges and obstacles that they had to face. You see, they were both from different ethnic and cultural backgrounds. She was Sinhalese and was raised a Buddhist. He was Tamil and raised a Christian. In those days, interracial marriages were uncommon in Sri Lanka. And so both their families were opposed to the marriage. Their parents, relatives, and friends all said, it won't work. In our Old Testament story, we are introduced to two women who are also of different ethnic backgrounds. Naomi was an Israelite, and Ruth a Moabite. In the book of Deuteronomy, it is said, no Ammonite or Moabite or any of their descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord, not even in the 10th generation. So the law says that these two groups don't mix. They could not or should not cohabitate. Naomi knew this, and so she encouraged her daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth, both Moabite women, to return to their families, because she knew that this alliance won't work. We are often told in our own lives or reminded of things that don't work. We are not qualified for the job. We don't have the talent to do something. Sinking your life savings into a new project or enterprise is too risky, or the treatment that is being administered will have little or no effect. We face disappointment, loss, and uncertainty. Sometimes we are treated badly by people and situations in life that leave us feeling unvalued, unwanted, misunderstood, and lost. How do we as believers respond? The couple who got married in Colombo was my parents. How did they respond when everyone said they won't work? Their love for each other and their love for God strengthened them, and they believed that it would. They also knew that the faith that they had in each other and the faith they had in God would sustain them, and it did. They leaned on each other and they leaned into God. And I'm happy to say that my parents have been married for 52 years. So praise God. How did Ruth respond? Ruth recognized Naomi's faith in God and her commitment to her people. And Ruth wanted that for herself, to experience that faith, that commitment that Naomi had. The two women leaned on each other and leaned into God. In the New Testament story, the destitute woman offers everything she has. And the disciples who are witnessing this, and for those of us who are reading about it, the first thing that comes to mind is, how is she going to live? Giving everything won't work. Jesus' response gives us an indication to how the woman responds. You see, I believe that the two small copper coins are a metaphor for the woman's faith and commitment to God. Her faith in God allows her to fearlessly give everything she has to God, knowing that God will provide. Jesus sees her sacrifice and blesses her offering. God works through what we give. Naomi has only her sorrow and her loss left after losing her husband and her two sons. She describes this as Mara, meaning bitterness. But when Naomi gives her sorrow and bitterness to God, he turns it around, using Ruth as a vehicle to restore Naomi. God works through what we give. Ruth demonstrated her love and commitment to Naomi by being her companion, helping her out with daily household chores, going out into the fields to collect the scraps of barley. Ruth became the breadwinner of Naomi's household. Ruth's contribution was small, but it was meaningful. God works through what we give. Naomi finds comfort in the loyalty and companionship of Ruth. She sees how God turns her loss around and restores her life and gives her new hope. My parents, they demonstrated their love and faith daily in their lives. My father worked hard to provide for his family, to provide my sister and me a good education. He took a personal interest in our studies. He instilled in us a love of learning and was our champion as we moved through life from school to our careers. My mother led her life by example. She raised her daughters while maintaining a home and also keeping a full-time job as a banker. My mother was raised a Buddhist. She converted to Christianity before she got married. She demonstrated her faith by taking us to Sunday school and living by example. She never hesitates to help a friend or a stranger. She's a prayer warrior who loves God, loves her family, and loves her community. How do we respond when things won't work? How do we respond to a future that is uncertain? My parents have been an example and an inspiration. Their faith allowed them to be bold when everyone said they won't work. Their faith inspired me to take a leap of faith and move to the United States 19 years ago to pursue my university education. As a single woman in a new country with no family or friends to support me, life seemed uncertain. There were many challenges, changes, and adjustments that I had to deal with on that journey that took me from New York to Connecticut, and then finally to California. I gave to God what I had, my faith, my talent, my determination, and hard work, and He made something beautiful out of it. I stand before you today, a college professor, teaching geography at Chico State by the grace of God. Naomi and Ruth gave to God what they had. God witnessed their faithfulness, their obedience, and their love, and He blessed them. He turned Naomi's sorrow into joy. He brought about a restoration of Naomi's family through Ruth. Later on in the story, we learn that Ruth became the great-grandmother of David, the servant of the Lord. The destitute woman gave to God what she had. By her offering of 2 copper coins, she demonstrated her faith in God to provide, to sustain, and restore her. By her act of faith and surrender, she finds peace, knowing that God will provide. Give to God what little you have, and let God work. Amen.